Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Funk reaches second base with a double. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Funk moves to third. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Connolly covering. Safe. Funk scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Myatt, and Cecil drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Kress reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is hit by the pitch. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil scores. Averill moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Grube and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hodapp moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Grube moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. Hodapp scores. Grube moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Funk chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Kress. Kress fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kress. Averill scores. Vosmek goes all the way around to score. Morgan moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan throws to second for 1, and Montague throws back to first, with Connolly covering, and Connolly drops the ball. Appling scores. Hodapp scores. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to third for the out. Montague moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Montague moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Montague scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. he's been hit by a pitch. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball towards left. Fothergill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fothergill. Com moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. Montague moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 11-6, Indians. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground into left field. Fothergill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fothergill. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Averill is safe. Averill moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Averill scores. 2 outs. It's 12-6, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-3 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.